From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempin. President Obama is preparing for this Wednesday's big speech to Congress about overhauling the health care system. Monday, he spoke about health care at a Labor Day picnic in Ohio. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In what sounded like a campaign speech, the president tried to rally the crowd to support a health care overhaul. He said, "In every debate, there comes a time to decide and act. That time," he said, "is now."
And that's why it's time to do what's right for America's working families and put aside partisanship, stop saying things that aren't true, come together as a nation, pass health insurance reform now, this year.
The president also said he continues to favor a public health care option to compete with private insurance plans, something favored by most Democrats, including many in his audience. He said such a plan would improve quality and bring down costs. But he stopped short of saying he would insist that such a plan be included in the legislation. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
President Obama will deliver a back-to-school speech on Tuesday, and the White House has released an advance text of the address. Mr. Obama plans to say he expects great things of all school kids. He will say that even with the best teachers in schools, nothing good will come of it if students don't apply themselves. The speech has proven controversial. Critics accuse the president of pushing an agenda on school children, but former First Lady Laura Bush approves of the speech. She is a former school teacher. One of the nation's busiest bridges will be closed Tuesday. In San Francisco, the Bay Bridge is undergoing emergency repairs to fix a crack discovered during an inspection. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Kelly Wilkinson has more.
For those unfamiliar with the Bay Area, this is not the famed Golden Gate Bridge. The Bay Bridge runs east and west from San Francisco to Oakland. The bridge had been closed for planned upgrades and new construction. It was supposed to reopen in time for the morning rush hour. But during an inspection, bridge crews discovered a significant crack. Ever since, engineers have been working to design a repair and fit huge steel braces into place. Work will continue around the clock until the bridge can handle traffic again. Transportation agencies are scrambling to get the word out, asking commuters to use extra ferries, buses, and trains that will be in place. But the entire Bay Area will likely feel the effects of such a major transportation artery remaining out of commission. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson in San Francisco.
Also in San Francisco, two cable car lines shut down Monday after a cable car struck a city-owned parks and recreation vehicle. Two rail passengers were treated at the scene and two others went to the hospital. The lines are reportedly back up and running at this hour. And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. On Monday, three British men were convicted of plotting to murder thousands of people by blowing up at least seven airliners bound for North America. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
A jury at a London court found the three men, all British Muslims in their late 20s, guilty of conspiracy to murder by detonating explosives on aircraft in flight. The prosecution said they were to have smuggled liquid explosives on board jetliners disguised as soft drinks. Officials said the plotters were likely just days away from mounting their suicide attacks when police arrested them in August 2006. Discovery of the plot triggered restrictions on the amount of liquids and gels passengers can take onto flights, which have remained in place ever since. The defendants had denied most charges against them, claiming they were planning a stunt and not a terrorist attack to expose failings in Western foreign policy. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say Tropical Storm Fred has formed off the Cape Verde Islands. It's the sixth named Atlantic storm of the year. Fred's top winds are 40 miles an hour, but is expected to grow stronger over the coming days. Fred poses no threat to land right now. NASA officials say all of the hatches aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery are closed now as the Discovery crew plans to undock from the International Space Station on Tuesday. The final piece of work for the astronauts was done Monday. That was securing a large bin of garbage and unwanted gear in the Discovery cargo bay for return to Earth. NASA says it's keeping an eye on some Chinese space junk that might orbit within 15 miles of the International Space Station on Monday, but no invasive action is planned. I'm John Stempin, NPR News in Washington.